So we're starting Siman Tav Kuf Yud Beis. This will take us a couple of days, and we'll jump back to Tav Kuf Yud Chet. So the Gemara in Beitz on Daf Chof Aleph Omer Aleph brings a brisa. Tanya. The Pasuk tells us in Shmos, the Pasuk that we've spoken at already a number of times, Ach Asher Yeyachel L'chol Nefesh U Levado Yeyaseh Lachem. That's the Pasuk that teaches us that you're allowed to do Ochel Nefesh related melachos on Yantif. So Yossi Aglili learns out from the extra word Lachem, Hu Levado Yeyaseh Lachem, Lachem V'lo L'klavim, Divir Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that you can't cook for your pet on Yontif. Rabbi Akiva says, the Pasuk says, Ach Asher Yechel L'chol Nefesh. He says, Nefesh Afil L'beim Arno. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He says, you can cook for your pet on Yontif, but Lachem comes to exclude Lachem V'lo La'ovdei Kochavim. Lachem comes to exclude idolaters. Then the continuation of the Gemara over there, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, this halacha that this is Sif Aleph and Tav Kuf Yud Beis. I don't know. Most people are probably not familiar with it. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Mizamnin es anochri b'Shabbos. You're allowed to invite a guy to come eat a Shabbos Suda with you. The ain mizamnin es anochri b'Yontif. But you can't invite a guy to come to a Yontif Suda. Why not? Gzeira Shema Yarbe b'Shvilo. Because you might come to cook on Yontif for the guy. You're not going to come to cook on Shabbos for the guy. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. But on Yontif, where you're allowed to cook for the Jew, but you're not allowed to cook for the guy. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says you're not allowed to invite the guy for a Yontif meal because you might come to cook for him. Then further along on the same Daf Chaf Aleph on the Beis, the Gemara gives a story. Mereimar Umar Zutra. Giavim Miklalu Nachri B'Yontif. When a guy would happen to come visit Mereimar and Mar Zutra, Amrulei, they would tell him the following. If you're satisfied to eat with us that which we've already prepared for ourselves, then it's fine, you can stay and eat with us. V'ilo, but if you're not satisfied with that, Tircha Yesera, Daita Didach Lo Tarchinan, we are not going to do any additional food preparations for you. Okay, so let's take a look at the Mechaber, the beginning of the Mechaber. Tov, Kuf, Yud, Beis, Sif, Aleph. Ein mevashlim letzorech kutim b'yom tov. One is not allowed to cook for a kuti on Yom Tov. You see that there's very interesting ways of, politically correct ways of saying over this halacha. Right. Lefichach oser lahazmino, therefore you're not allowed to invite him. Shema yarbe b'shvilo, lest you come and cook something special for him, add something for him. Now there's a lot of details here. Then the Mechaber continues. V'davka lahazmino, that's only if you invite him. What about your maid? What about your, in those days, your eved, your shivcha, your maid, your servant, your helper? So the Mechaber goes on to discuss all those different individuals and the different circumstances. What if you'd invite him? What if he just showed up? So I want to take a look at the Bir Halacha over here. So the Bir Halacha, Dibar Maskel Ein. So we're in Tav Kuf Yud Beis Sif Aleph Dibar Maskel Ein Mevashlim Letzorech. The Mechaber says Kutim. The Bir Halacha's Girsa, at least in my edition, is Ovdei Gilulim, idolaters. Okay, so the pasuk says Ach Asher Yechel L'chol Nefesh Hu Levado Yeseh Lachem. Lachem comes to exclude the Kutim, the Ovdei Gilulim, the idolaters. Then the Bir Halacha discusses, we have a rule that we've already discussed in Tav Kuf Yud Ches, Mitoch Shehutra Letzorech, Hutra Nami Shelo Letzorech. The Malachos that are permitted for Ochel Nefesh, so we have this Mitoch, they're mitoch, because they're permitted for ochel nefesh, they're also permitted if it's not l'tzorech ochel nefesh. Then the Bir Halacha tells us that the Ramah in Tov Kuf Yud Ches told us that you need a tzorech hayom k'tzat. You need a little bit of a tzorech hayom in order to cook, to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. So we have a rule mitoch, but we still need a tzorech hayom k'tzat. Now, the tzorech of... So, what if you don't have a tzorech hayom k'tzat? So we spoke out of Machlekes, Rashi, Tosis. There are those that say if you don't have a tzorech hayom at all, it remains an issa daraisa to carry or to cook on yontif, something that's not no tzorech hayom at all. It remains an issa daraisa. Others said that no minatayra, it's definitely going to be mutter. Minatayra, there's no such thing, there's no such problem of carrying or cooking on yontif, but it's going to be asur midrabanim. Then we spoke out shitas Rashi. Is that even if there's no tzorech hayom at all, it's going to be mutter. It's totally mutter. Even if there's no tzorech hayom at all. The Ramah clearly doesn't hold like that. Right? Rashi limits, let's say, the carrying in the Rishus HaRabim to stones. If you're carrying stones, shalom tzorech hayom klal, then he agrees that it's going to be usur. But anything aside from that, basically, even ein el tzorech hayom klal, it's going to be mutter. Then we had a discussion, what is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch? Because the Shulchan Aruch quotes Rashi, which sounds like, even if there's no tzorech hayom at all, it's going to be mutter. But in Tav Kuf Yud Ches Sif Beis, the Mechaber says explicitly, also the Yisrael lehotzi shum davar b'yomtiv l'tzorech ein el Yehudi. That he can't do it for the purposes of the Eino Yehudi. So, Eino Torech Hayom Klal is Mutter, but the Torech, the Eino Yehudi, is Aser. Now, the Bir Halacha in Tav Kuf Yud Ches goes back and forth to try to figure out what is the opinion of the Mechaber. Because from Sif Aleph it sounds like Eino Torech Hayom Klal is okay, but from Sif Beis, where he excludes the Eino Yehudi, it does not sound like that. It sounds like if there's no Tzorech Hayom at all, it is not okay. So in the Bir Halacha over here, in Tav Kuf Yud Beis, the Mechaber brings down an opinion that he just vaguely mentions in Tav Kuf Yud Ches, but here he discusses it more at length. And that is, it could be the Tzorech Eino Yehudi is worse than Eino Tzorech Hayom Klal. Why would Tzorech Eino Yehudi be worse than Eino Tzorech Hayom Klal? Because there's an explicit pasuk that excludes him from the heter of ochel nefesh on yontif. Ach asher yechel ochel nefesh hu levado yeheseh lochem. Lochem velo legoyim. So therefore he says the Torah goyim could be worse than all the others, and it could be also min ha-Torah according to everybody, because that's what the pasuk is coming to tell you. At least he says it will be an Isser Asay. It's learned out, cook for you, lachem below lahem. Lachem. In an Asay kind of way. But the Torah here is telling us somewhat explicitly, not totally explicitly, but somewhat explicitly, that it's coming to exclude the Eina Yehudi. And therefore, and this is, the Shita Mekubetzes says this, within Shitas Rashi. Eina Torech Hayom Klal is going to be Mutter according to Rashi, but the Torech Eina Yehudi is going to be Aser. It's worse because of the Pasuk which singles out anyone that's not a Lachem, anyone that's not a Yehudi. Now, based on that, I don't know why the Bir Halacha and Tav Kuf Yud Ches was struggling so much to figure out Shitas HaMechaber. It seems like the Sichas HaMechaber is pretty clear. I did look in Yalkut Yosef, and Yalkut Yosef brings down... Now, for Ashkenazim, it's clear, because it's a Mefurish HaRamah, you need a Torah Chayom Ksat. What about for the Svaradim? Because it does sound like Sichas HaMechaber is like Rashi, and you don't need a Torah Chayom at all, but we'll exclude those people that are excluded from Lachem. The Eino Yehudi, perhaps the Behema, which we'll discuss in a minute, perhaps the Gavoah, if it's a Korban, perhaps that would make it worse as well. Uh, So Rav Avadia in Yalkut Yosef, he upstairs, he requires a tzara chayim ksat. And then in the footnote, he says, even though it sounds like Shitat Maran, is that you don't need a tzara chayim ksat, it's kedai lahachmir to require a tzara chayim ksat. Okay, so that's a synopsis of a very large bir halacha, dibra maschel, ein mevashin letzorech ovdei gilulim, at the beginning of Tav Kuf Yud Beis. Now the Mishnah Berurah says Sifkatan Aleph, Hu adin kol malacha shemutu lasas bishvil Yisrael, or the malachas that are mutu bishvil Yisrael, bishvil nachri aser. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Beis letzorech kudim. Dichsev the pasuk Asher yechel chol nefesh shul vado yeaseh lachem. V'darshu chazal lachem v'lo lekutim, lachem v'lo leklavim. Okay, now the Mechaber just told us, and it's Reb Shua ben Levi in the Gemara, not only are you not allowed to cook for the kuti on Yontif, but therefore you're not even allowed to invite the kuti to a Yontif meal because you might come to cook for him. Where this gets very messy, I happen to know a family that used to invite, they had a different goyim that they were involved with in business, that they were very friendly with, very good working business relationship, and they became friendly, and they used to invite them for a Sukkot Yontif meal every year. And I don't think it was Cholamo, I think it was Mamish Yontif. So that is highly problematic. I mean, that's against the halacha over here. I'm not inviting the guy. There's also an issue of bringing the guy into the sukkah, a separate hilchos sukkah issue, which is discussed. Where this gets very, very, very messy is we know that there are certain Jews that have the status of a guy for certain halachos. So here the Mishnah Berurah goes on to discuss the karaim. There aren't so many karaim around. The tzorech karaim. B'tshuvas Rabbi B'tzala Oser v'yesh matirin D'toyim hem u'minig ha'b'seyem b'edeyim U'mumar lavodas kochavim O l'chal shabbos b'farhes yadino ke'akum. So if you just look at the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah over here, a machal shabbos b'farhes has the status of a guy in terms of his shechitas not kosher and his wine, you can't drink his wine. So not only can you not cook for him on Yontif, according to this, you would not even be allowed to invite him to a Yontif meal. That's like the biggest relative kiruv tool in America. There's non-religious relatives, and you invite them to the Yontif meal to give them a taste of Yontif. Now, inviting relatives or not inviting people who are going to drive to your house on Shabbos or Yontif in general is a very big shaila in the postgame. Not so simple at all. The Armekilim, the Armachmirim, I think Ramosha had some sort of compromise, shita, that you offer them somewhere to stay, and then if they don't want to stay by you, then if they insist on driving, then you don't have to stop them, and you can have them for a Shabbos meal. Okay, that's a big kiruv shaila, relative shaila. Everyone should ask their own shaila in general, in terms of they're going to drive on Shabbos. But now we deal with Yontif, the Pesach Seder, is like the biggest, some people only Jewish, three days and one night a year. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 1 day Yom Kippur, and the Pesach Seder, maybe 2 Pesach Seders. So, it's also very, very, it's very not simple because they're excluded from the Lachem, you're not allowed to cook for them, and therefore you're not even allowed to invite them because you might come to cook for them. So, one of the ways out, I assume, there's a whole discussion, obviously, about a Tinok Shenishba, if he doesn't know any better, the whole discussion, the Chilonim have a status of a Tinok Shenishba, they do know there's something called Torah, they do know that it's from Jews, they may not like it from Jews, they may not like what the from Jews do, but they do know that it's such a concept. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman is very bothered by, what if Lo Aleinu, a person has a child who's a Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesya? How are you allowed to have, I don't know if you're talking about a married child or a single child, but how are they allowed to have that child at the Yontif meal? And there it's hard to call the child the Tinuk Shenishma. He was raised from and he went off the Derech. In general, one of the kulas that they talk about by Michal Shabbos before Esya is if the person has enough respect, like in front of the rabbi, or in front of his father, or in front of somebody, the firm relative, he won't be Michal Shabbos, then already they downgrade him, he's not considered a full fledged Michal Shabbos before Esya, Shadino Ka'akum. But this is a very, very messy shaila that, everybody has to ask on their own. What? Everyone who's off the derech is psychologically messed up? Okay, I don't know. Okay, so that's this is a halacha that needs to be dealt with on an individual basis, and it's something that comes up certainly every I don't know how many people go to Shavuos meals, but Pesach Seder, like, that's like standard. Mishaber Sivkaton Gimel Lahazmino Ve'eino Moel Mashikvar Chino Kotzar Chesuda. Let's say you cooked everything before Yontif. You're not cooking anything on Yontif itself. That's not going to help, says the Mishaber. Di'esh Locho Shemi Yivashel Obek Dera Acheres Bishvilo Acheresim Azmino V'rotzeh L'chabdo. Maybe you made everything. You'll throw up, This guest likes the sweet potatoes. You have some sweet potatoes. You're gonna whip up some, I don't know what, sweet potato pie. Now, Sharatian Ois Gimel does bring down that the Magen Avraham brings down from a Sefer Tanya, not the book that we know as the Tanya, the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But the Magen Avraham quotes a Tanya, the Acha Shetikin called Tzarchei Suda, Samach LeSuda, V'lo Haya Daitu LeZekodem Suda, Mutter LaZmino. Now that's not so relevant, because that's not what, certainly not what's going on with the Pesach Seder. But the Mishabura doesn't even hold like that, because the Rambam writes, Ba'akum Shaba Me'elav, Acha Shehechinu Mutter. If he comes on his own, not invited, then already it's something else. That's the Rambam's makil. Mashma de lazmino osa b'chol gavne. The fact that the Rambam comes up with that case and doesn't talk about inviting him in a certain circumstance sounds like you can't invite him at all. Mishabar sifkotan dalit shema yarbe bishvilo. Okay, so we have to give a little background on the shema yarbe bishvilo. The Braisa and Beitza, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. The Braisa says as follows: Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ofin Miyantif LaChadero. You're not allowed to cook or bake on the first day of Yontif or the second day of Yontif. Certainly not for Chol, but not even from one day of Yontif to the next. Not even on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Then the Braisa continues: Be'emes Amru Memala Isha Kala Kedera Basar. A woman it can take, and a man, but usually women are cooking. A woman can fill up an entire pot full of meat, av on yantif, to cook on yantif, av al pi she'ena tzricha ela lachaticha achas, even though she only needs one piece of meat for yantif. She can fill up the whole pot of meat. Continues the braisa, memalei nachtom chavish shel mayim. For some reason, the baker needs hot water. He can fill up a huge chavish of water to heat it up, even though he only needs one cup of water. Aval, but la'afos, when it comes to baking, eino ofer ela mashet tzarich lo. You're only allowed to bake that which you need. What's the difference between baking and cooking meat or heating up water? Rashi explains, kol kikar v'kikar tzricha, there's different girsos. Aricha uridia la'atzma. When you throw meat in a pot, you throw one piece of meat, 2 pieces, 22 pieces, 25 pieces, you filled up the pot with meat. The act of putting that on the fire is one act. If there's one piece of meat in the pot or 50 pieces of meat in the pot, it's one act of putting it on the pot, putting the pot on the fire. But when it comes to baking bread, each loaf of bread, or each, let's say, challah, has to be braided, has to be shaped, has to be dealt with on an individual basis. So it's a totally different thing. The water, doesn't matter if you're putting one thing of 1 ounce of water, 1 liter, 10 gallons, it's one pot, and you're putting it at one time on the fire. So it doesn't matter how much is in there. But again, when you're baking, they talk about making blintzes, making all these things, the frying things, each one is a separate act. When each one is a separate act, then you're only allowed to do what you need. If the pot's on the fire, then you can't add to the pot. Right. Right. Then the Braisa brings down Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that you can even do bread, because when the oven is full of bread, it bakes better. It's better to have, now, there's a whole discussion if that's relevant nowadays. In the olden days, they would stick the bread to the walls of the oven, and apparently the more full the oven was, the better the bread would bake. And therefore, there was reason to say that even if you don't need the bread, it's all the tzarcho chol nefesh, because it's helping the bread that you, the one challah that you do need, is being helped by all the others that are there just to fill up the space in the oven to make the baking go more smoothly. If one can say that nowadays, that's highly questionable nowadays, where the ovens work differently. Okay, so we have to figure out exactly what we're talking about over here. So says the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mechaber says, you're not allowed to invite the guy. Shema yarbe b'shvilo. Now we just said that I can fill up the whole pot. Sounds like it's no problem, even though I don't need it. So what does it mean? Shema yarbe b'shvilo. Why is that a problem? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Dalid. Perush shema yevasha kedera levada shelo yamavashim lo b'shvila akum. We're not afraid so much. We'll see. They're going to fill up the pot with more food in one single pot, but we're afraid that you're going to make a new dish that you would not have otherwise made for the akum. Umshimhachi yesh heter lakame ba'avdo, and that's why we'll see there's a heter for your eved, your maid. Dei locho shemivashu b'kedera acheres b'shvilo. No one puts up a special pot for the maid. No one puts up a special pot for the slave. So we're not afraid of that. You can put it as much meat as you want into the single pot, and that would be okay. But when you're putting it in for the guy that you invited, it's also the zekzera that you're coming to make a special pot of food for that person. Sharatzion Ois Vav spells it out. The Kishimarbe Bekdera Achas Leka Isura Ladas Harosh Ushare Poskimanal. There is no Isser because you're allowed to fill up the pot. Vafilu Das Haramo Lakame, that we'll see. Shemachmi Bimarbe Bishvil Akum. Your Ramah says you're not allowed to add for the guy. Hatam Shamnami, why you're not allowed to add? You can fill up the pot. What's the problem with filling up the pot for the guy? The Chayshina Chimnatirlo Yavo Levasha Bikdeir Acheres. Because as a gzera, if I fill up this pot for the guy, I'm going to come to make another pot for the guy. Really, to fill up this pot should be fine. But I can't make a special pot for the guy. So filling up this pot, we're not allowed to do, says the Ramah, because you'll come to make a separate pot for the guy. The Mechaber says, V'davka lazmino, that's only if you invited him. The Ramah adds, lebeso. You're inviting him. You're giving him covered by bringing him into your house. The ochel al shulchano, having him eat on your table. So chayshina, we're afraid. Shemi sheyavo levasha b'kedera acheres b'shvilo. He'll come to cook a separate dish for him. Avalo kishe sholeach lo lebeisa. But not if you send it to the guy's house. That's what Ramah says. Davka lazmino lebeisa. Aval lishloach lo lebeisa. But to send it to the guy's house. Aidekuti Shari. To send it to the guy's house through another guy, that would be mutter. Mishra points out Sifkatum Vav, Ay Bemaimer Mordechai, O Kamachronim Sheskimu, Davkim Shalech Lobi Mashi Chinatzmo. That's only if you're sending him that which you prepared for yourself. Avam Hirba Bishvilo, but if you added for the guy, Afilu Ba'oisa Kedera, even in the same pot, Shabisha Gamkin La'atzmo Osir. Why the cave and shemarba b'shvilo? Since you added to the pot for the him, chayshina, we're afraid sheyavo levashel avura b'kedera acheres. We're afraid you're going to come to make another pot of food special for him. Continues the Mishabru, Mizetir at the Mashinogin Rabbin Lishloch Biyantiv Daron Lenachri. Apparently, it was common to send gifts to the Nachri. Shirotu Lechabda, Umosifim Bishvilo, and they add food in order to be able to send it to him. Shilo Kedin Haim Osin. They are acting improperly, says the Mishabru. Velo Mivaisha Asulafos Bishvilo Chalaachas. And not only the case where you're baking an extra loaf of bread for him, an extra challah, k'moshin ogin, olasos bishvilo chremzel ublinzes, says the Mishnah Berurah. You're adding for him something that requires its own special cooking, frying, baking, tircha. Deko echo ve'echo tzarech tircha la'atzmo. Ve'gam ein echo mashbiach machmas haribui. These things, a challah, a chremzel, a blintz, each one is fried, baked separately. Each one is dealt with separately. And therefore, you don't have the heter that we saw Beitzig and Zayin. In fact, Beitzig and Zayin explicitly says that you can't bake. You can only bake what you need. Because each act of baking is not a din of the baking, but it's the kneading and the shaping and everything else that goes into each individual thing. So when you're frying things, each one is fried individually. And therefore, you can only do what you need, and therefore, you can't do for the guy. Each one's a separate tircha, you can't do that. Not only you can't do that, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ela filu ma shemar ben levashel bishvilo dogim kishem levashel biyachad gam letzarech atzmo asa. But even if it's all in one pot, like we said originally, that's also going to be asar v'chanal. Because it's a gzera that you're going to come to put up another pot for him. And then the Sharatzi in Oy's test points out Rav Naftali's point. The kol shekein im hiniach over a nachri achas shekvar huncha machmat ala eish the aser. If the pot already went on the fire, now you're throwing in another thing for the Ein Yehudi, that's for sure going to be aser. The end of the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh me'achronim shemekilim kishemavasha biyachad gam letzarech atzmo. There are achronim that are mekil. If you put everything in one pot, you're cooking for yourself and you added some extra stuff for the guy. Uvumakum eva ohefsid mamon efshir sheyesh lismoch alzeh. So me'ikra din, you should not do that. But b'shas adchak, because of eva ohefsid mamon. So he's going to be very angry at you. Whatever, you need to... It can cause you a lot of problems. So efshir, it could be sheyesh lismoch alzeh, that if you didn't do a separate pot, you just put it in the same pot, that you could be makel. But in a standard situation, even putting extra in one pot is going to be usher when it's done for the Eino Yehudi. Continues the Rama. Okay, so we said you could send it with a guy to the house of the guy. The truth is that's only if there's no Erev. If there is an Erev, then the Jew himself could bring it to the guy. Now, dear Shu... No, we didn't get the... Okay. Continues the Mechaber. Aval Avdo Vishiv Chaso, but his maid, his servant, his slave, V'chein Shaliach Shenishtalach Lo, or some Shaliach that was sent to him that came uninvited, V'chein Kuti Sheba Me'elav, or the Kuti that comes on his own, not invited, Mutter L'Ha'achilo Imo, you are allowed to feed him with you. V'lo Chayshinen Shemiyarbe V'shvilo, and now we're not afraid that you're going to come to add food for him and cook a special dish for him. Mishabur Sivkotin Tas, the Davka Kishem is Zamein. The Davka Kishem is Zamein Ha'akum Etzlo, only when you invite him. The Chafetz Bikaro, you want to give him cover. Then Chashin and Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. Then we're afraid you're going to cook for him separately. Lavasha Bikder Lavada, to put in a separate pot. Mashiach came by Abdo Bishiv Chosav Chenkel Elu Shabal Me'elav Lo Chashin and Lazah. When someone's not invited, we're not afraid that you're going to come to cook a special pot of food for him. He came uninvited. You're not trying to find favor in his eyes. You're not trying to butter him up. So, Mishabur Sivkotan Yud, Af Imu Adam Chashuv. Kaven shlo his mina lavo, since you did not invite him to come. Vidavke sheba acha shekvar hechin sudaso. That's only if he came after you prepared the meal. V'yesh chokin, there are those that disagree. Dakat ibu adam choshev v'roi l'kovet choshesh in shema yarbe b'shvilov. So if he's roi l'kovet, then there are those that are machmir, even if you did not invite him. El tzarech sheyomer lo Yisrael kodesh machilo. You have to tell him before you give him to eat. Im yatzpik lecha b'mashe chino latzmeinu. If what we made for ourselves is enough for you, bo ve'echol, you can eat with us. Okay, that's like the Gemara told us with, what did we say? Ravina and Marzutra? Mereimar or Marzutra. But they had that line. Sharatziyun ois yudzayin. Muchach mi Gemara de bezeh bevadei mahani. That line is going to help when the guy comes afterwards uninvited. Vataz machriya lalacha. Diba meila. Veyso nosin lalecha. Bli azmanav avtzara shiuchal. Etzla mutter. If he comes by and you just like offer him some food, that's okay. Dibeze ein chsha shem yarbe. Aval. But let's say the guy doesn't want to eat. Oh, I have such good food. Please come eat by me. It would mean so much to us if you would join us. Aval mavtzir bo sheyochal etzlo. He has to like beg him to eat with them. Av apisha ba meilav. Even though he initially came uninvited, mikamakum kevin shechaviv lo sheyochal etzlo. Since the fact that you are groveling, it's very important for you that he eat by you. Chashin and shemi yavashelo kdera acheres od. We're afraid you're going to make another dish for him. What's the difference if you invite him to come when he's already here, or you invited him to come before he came, and that's going to be a problem. Questions later. Haga, no, it says Rama. The Rama says, the pot that I'm making for myself, I'm allowed to add into the pot for my Eved and my Shivcha. But for other Kutim, it's going to be Aser even to add into the pot. The Mechaber puts all the uninvited into the same category. Doesn't matter if it's the maid, if it's the slave, if it's the servant, or someone who just came on his own. The Rama makes a chiluk. If I fill up the pot for myself, and I have in mind that I'm also putting in extra food into one pot for my Eved and my Shivcha, that's okay. Kevin dechad tircha, it's one tircha, it's one act of putting it on the fire. Normally, by regular guy, it's asa because we're afraid if you add to this pot, you'll come to make a special pot for them. We don't have that fear by your Eved and by your Shivcha, and therefore it's going to be okay to put into the same pot. There's no reason to make that gzera. But you have to make sure not to say explicitly that you're putting extra into the pot for them. But if it's not your maid, it's not your slave, it's not your servant, just a guy who comes uninvited, but it's someone that you respect, that's only if you give him that which you prepared for yourself. But to add to the pot for him, even though it's all one pot, that's going to be usr. Why is it usr? You can fill up the pot as much as you want. We're afraid that you're going to come to make a special pot for him, and that is going to, and that is usr midina. Mishabura sifkatan yudbeiz, ba'osa kedera. Vidavka, so that which we said that you could put for the Eved and the Shifcha in the same Kedera, Davka Bavas Achas Dechad Tirchahu, only at one time where it's one Tircha. About the Hosif Achakach Basa Bishvilam, but to add afterwards is going to be Aser. Elim King Yeshlo Machalim Acherim Shiuchal Faisambam. Unless you have other food that you can give them, Vinimsa Shekola Basa Roy Bishvil Yisrael. I have other food I could give them. I don't have to give them this food, and therefore I can put it in the pot, even though it's for them, because really I can end up eating the entire pot and giving the Eved and the Shifcha something else. And then once I do that, I can even give them from this pot of meat. Uli in pas, when you're dealing with bread, which we said from the Gemara is more complicated, because each bread requires individual attention. Uli in pas maski achron, the kevin sheish al kol kikar v'kikar tircha bifnei atzmo. Each one requires its own special tircha. You have to braid it, you have to knead it, you have to do whatever you're doing. Al kein ein lahate ela ofer betanur echad. Only if you're baking it in one oven, because we said in those days it would help to put all the bread in one oven, it helped all the other breads. Elim can you call a faisim advarim acherim, unless you can have other food to give them. Benimta shekola pas roi bishvil yisrael. And then I can say all the bread, in theory, could be for me, and then I can give him as well. Vaz mutra litain gam lohem leechol mimenu. But if it's in a different oven and you don't even have that heter, that's going to be a problem. Well, if you move with L and Tov Kuv Zayin Vav, call heter apas enu kim betanrim shalem. But this heter apas that is filling up the oven helps the bread is only in the ovens of old. About tanurim shalanu, our ovens, afilu bishvil Yisrael, even for a Jew, ein lafos yosim mashet tzarech lo. He's not allowed to bake more than he needs to eat today on Yontif. Achein, but leis atzorech yesh lokel gam b'tanurim shalanu. B'shat zotchak, one can be makel even with our ovens. Sharatzian chavei brings from the Elia Rabba. The b'shat zotchak yesh lismo chadas harat marshal. Hamuva b'magir abram de'en lechaleg b'in tanurim shalahem lishalanu. And Dirshu tries to explain how even our ovens, if you fill up the oven with the more bread you put into the oven, the better all the breads are going to bake, and therefore you have the heter even in our ovens. Lamaisa, we don't usually rely on that, but b'shas adchak le'esa tzorech yesh lahakel, even with our ovens. Hold on, questions after Maariv? Let's just finish up the Ramah. B'yisoh ha'ofer b'tanur shakuti, when a Jew is baking in a goy's oven, b'tzorech lo'asis lo'pas echad, and the he has to give him a loaf of bread as a service for using his oven. Lo yiyache the kuti echa kodem afia. He should not set aside the bread he's going to give the guy before he bakes it. The other offers shakuti, because then he's baking for the guy, which he's not allowed to do. Ela yefa stam. He should just bake the bread that he wants. And es b'yitino achakach echad. And then afterwards, he can give him one of those breads. That is Tavkuf Yud Beis Sif Aleph. We'll touch it up tomorrow.